Welcome to Rambam on the Line, a project of Sichas in English. Today's shiur is the 10th chapter of the Laws of Sanhedrin, the Laws of Judges.
Halacha Aleph, first ruling. Echot min hadayonim bedinei nefoshos. One of the judges, in a case about a capital offense, shehoyo min hamezakin oy min hamechayvin, who was either on the side of those voting for acquittal or those voting for conviction, and he did so loy mipnei she'oma dovor hanire loy bedatoy, not because he said or expressed or followed a considered opinion of his own, that he really considered the case, elo noto achadivrei chaveroi, but he simply followed the words and opinion of a colleague. Hare ze oiver beloisa se, then he thus violates a negative precept of the Torah. Val ze nema, of this it is said in scripture, veloisane al rif lintois, you shall not bear witness in a cause to turn aside. And mipio shmur lomdu, it has been learned by tradition that this verse means Shelay Toimar Beshas Minyon, that you are not allowed to say, if you are a judge, at the time that a poll of the judges is taken, that Dai She'eyek Ish Pliny, it is quite enough for me to be like so and so. In other words, to follow an opinion expressed by one of your colleagues. Elo Bert Emoy Mashel Fanecho, it is your obligation that you must say and express that which is before you, in other words, your own considered and deliberated opinion. That you must have halacha base. Ubichlal laf ze, this negative precept that we have just mentioned also implies and includes the following. That if a judge has spoken out in a case involving a capital offense in favor of acquittal, then he cannot revert lelamit choivo to argue for conviction. Shenemar, as it is said, veloisane al rif lintois, you shall not bear witness in a cause to turn aside. Bameid vo memurim, when does this apply? Beshas maso umaton, for the time that the judges are discussing and deliberating. Avo beshas gmardin, but if it has come to the time of handing down the verdict, then yesh lemelamit zchus lachzoyer, then the one who before argued for acquittal can change his mind ulis manois and be counted im hamechayvim with those who are now voting for conviction. Halocho Gimel. Talmid shehoyo mezake, if one of the disciples before the Sanhedrin spoke out for acquittal of the defendant, vomeis, and then he died, after he had spoken out and explained his reasons, roin oisoi, then he is regarded ki iluhu mezake bimkoimoi, as if he would still be there arguing in favor of the defendant and standing by his opinion. In other words, his argument is still considered. Halacha Dalet, Omar Echot, if one said, Yeshli lelamet olof schus, I have an argument in favor of the defendant. And then when ishtatek, he became speechless, or meis, or he died, koidem she yelamet schus, before he was able to offer his argument for acquittal of the defendant. And before he was able to offer the reasons for his argument for acquittal, then he is regarded as if he would not be there. In other words, that does not count at all. Halacha hei, shnayim she'omru tam echot, if two offered one and the same argument, one and the same reason for an argument, afilu mishnei mikrois, even if they based it on two separate verses from scripture, ein nimnin elo ke'echot, they are counted as just one. Halochavos, umipi ha-shmur lomdu, it has been learned by tradition, shein maschilin bedine nefoshois, that in cases of capital offenses, we do not begin with hearing the opinions min ha-godoil of the most prominent judge of the tribunal. Why? Shema yismuchu ha-shor al datoi, lest the other judges will rely on his opinion, v'la'yir atzmum kadoin, and they will not think themselves competent enough, lachalek olof, to differ with him, to dispute his opinion. Ela yoima kol echot, but each and every one of the judges must say dovar haniraloi bedatoi, that which appears to him the most reasonable in his mind, according to his view and his deliberation. Halacha zayin, v'chein likewise, ein preschin bedina nefoshois, when it comes to a case of a capital offense, the opening statement is not to be made lechoivo against the defendant speaking out for conviction, elo lischus, but to speak out first of all in his favor. Ketzad, how? Oimrim lo ze shechoto, the accused is addressed the following way. Im lo yosiso dovo ze, if you have not committed this act, shehidu boy olecho, of which testimony has been said against you, al tiro midivrayim, do not be afraid of their words. Halacha ches. Oma echot min ha-talmidim bedine nefoshos. If in the case of a capital offense, one of the disciples sitting before the Sanhedrin says, Yesh li lelamed olof choyvo, I have an argument for convicting the defendant, meshaskinoi soy, he's silenced. Oma, but if he said, Yesh li lelamed olof schus, I have something to say in his favor, then malin oisa yimohem le Sanhedrin, then he is brought up and seated among the judges in the Sanhedrin. Im yesh mamash bidvorof, if there is substance to his words and his argument, shoymin loy, he is listened to. Veino yorit mishom le'olam, and he does not descend from there anymore. But vim ein mamash bidvorof, if there is no substance to his words, to his argument, eina yorit mishom kol hayom kuloi, he does not descend from there all that day. In other words, we do not embarrass him by immediately sending him down. He remains there for the remainder of the day, but then he is removed. Afilu omar hanidun atzmai, even if the defendant himself says, Yeshli lelamed al atzmischus, I have a statement or an argument in my own favor, shoymin loy, he's listened to. Behu sheyir mamosh bidvorof, provided that there is substance in what he says. I've omitted here two words which appear in practically all versions of the Rambam, that it says that if the defendant wants to say something on his behalf, he's listened to, and then the Ram, it says here in our text, v'oile leminyan, and he is counted in the poll of voting. But commentators note that this is a rather difficult insertion, and probably does not belong here. Therefore, I omitted it. Halachotes. Beis din sheto bedine nefoshoy. If a court has erred in a case of a capital offense, vechivu esapoto, and they convicted someone who is not guilty, vegomru dinoy lechoyvo, and they rendered a verdict for conviction, and thereafter niro lehem hatam sheyistru boy es dinoy, they were convinced by a certain reasoning or argument to set aside the verdict kedei lezakoisoy and to acquit the defendant, then soisrin, they should put aside and revoke the verdict, v'choizrin v'donin oisoy, and retry him again. This is, if they had first convicted him, they can revert to retry him for possible acquittal. Avol but, im tohu potu es hamechuyov harigo, if they erred and acquitted one who was really guilty to be put to death, and then they heard an argument that could possibly convict him, then once the verdict for acquittal has already been rendered, ein soisrin es dinoi, the verdict is not set aside, vein machazirin oisoi, and the defendant is not retried. Bamei dvorim murim, when does this apply? Beshato bedovo she'ein hatzidukin moidim boi. If they erred in a law which the Sadducees do not admit. The Sadducees were a group, a sect, which denied many principles and laws of Torah Shebaal Peh, the oral tradition. Thus, if the Beis Din erred in a matter which the Tzedukin, the Sadducees, do not admit, do not accept, do not believe in, then the law is as we stated before. But if they erred in a law which even the Sadducees admit and agree with, that yes, indeed, this is the law of the Torah, then machazirin oiso lechoivo, then the court would revert itself and revoke its earlier judgment, even if it was for acquittal, in order to possibly convict him. Ketzat, how? Omru, if the judges in the Beis Din said and thought that haboa lo ervo sheloi kedako, that if someone had unnatural intercourse with a woman with who he is forbidden to have any kind of sexual relationship, that a person like that is potter, is not guilty of a capital offense, uptoru, and a person had been charged with this crime, and they acquitted him wrongly, erroneously, because according to the law of the Torah, he is guilty of a capital offense, then machazirin oisoi, then the decision is reversed, the case is retried, umemisin oisoi, and the defendant is put to death. Because this is something which even the Tzedokim, even the Sadducees, also know and agree that yes, indeed, this is the law of the Torah. Avalim omru, but if the members of the court said and thought that hamare sheloi kedako, that if somebody has committed the first stage of illicit intercourse in an unnatural way, that he is potter, that he is not culpable, uptoru, and someone had been charged with this crime, and they acquitted him of it, ein machazirin oisoi, then they will not reverse their decision. They will not retry him. Why? Because this is something which the Tzedokim, the Sadducees, do not agree with the rabbis, and they indeed think that a person like that is not guilty. Though by Torah law he is, but since the Beis Din has already rendered a decision for acquittal,